As a result of their determination to solve the murder of Quackenbush, Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson find themselves sailing southward along the Atlantic coast in the vessel Golden Star. They are hiding in the supply cabin of the ship, where they spend their time lying behind a pile of spare sails, listening to the creaks and groans of the old sailing vessel, and conjecturing about what will happen next. The boys are confident that the ruffian Black Pete, who to all intents is master of the ship, is proceeding to a rendezvous with Digger Dawson, believed to be the actual killer of Quackenbush. Black Pete and Dawson are searching for the mysterious old sea captain, Ezra Whitcomb, who holds the key to the situation. In the meantime, the boys have a friend on board in Dick Butterfield, federal agent, who has shipped as a sailor. It is now shortly after daybreak. A spanking breeze is sending the Golden Star along at a fast clip. Let's go down into the supply cabin and see how Jimmy and Speed are getting along.
Hey, Jim. Come on, right on. Huh? What's that?
Come on, kid. Wake up. Must be daylight outside.
Hey, what's going on? Where am I?
You're not sleeping in your own bed in Kansas City, that's a thing.
Oh, good grief. Well, we're still down here in the supply room of the Golden Star.
The way you were sleeping, I don't think it made a possible difference.
Oh, boy. I sure knocked him off, all right. Hey, you know what I was dreaming of when you woke me up?
No, what?
Well, I was dreaming of one of Mother's breakfasts at home. A great, big, juicy half of a grapefruit. Just of oatmeal with nice, thick cream and sugar. Some of the creamy pancakes only Mother knows how to make. A great, big cup of steaming hot cocoa. And
hey, when you shut up, that's what I call the last degree of cruelty to people.
Well, nice to think about, anyway.
But I don't want to think about it. And all we've got is hard pack, salt pork, and water.
Okay, we'll forget about it. Hey, what'd you wake me up for? You don't have anything to do. I might just as well cut myself a couple more hours of shy.
Yeah, I know it's a safe thing. I don't think it's safe. Especially the way you were snoring.
Oh, come on now. You know I don't snore.
Oh, no? What do you call it then? Blowing a foghorn?
I know I don't snore.
How do you know? You can't hear yourself, can you?
No, but Mother would have told me if I do. Why do you think it isn't safe for me to be asleep?
So far, we've been down here when it's dark outside. Now we can't tell what's going to happen during daylight.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We can't tell who's going to come down here now.
Unless I guess wrong, there's some sailors out here for supplies and various things.
This is a sort of a workshop, too. Did you notice all the tools on the other side?
Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the ship's carpenter didn't work here most of the day, though.
There comes something
now. Come on, let's go upstairs.
Wait.
Oh, hello, Butterfield. Yeah, where are we?
I got a little grub here for you. Oh, that's great, Mr. Butterfield. I was just dreaming about breakfast at home.
Well, I'm afraid this won't be much like breakfast at home. I have a large tin of coffee, dry stuff, and soggy biscuits and oatmeal.
Well, I'd say you've done right well.
You must stand in with a cook.
I am the cook. At least this morning.
What?
Who's
that?
Well, my cook was under the weather when he came aboard last night. He wasn't able to get out of his bunk this morning. And the captain asked to volunteer. Needless to say, I grabbed it.
Well, did you ever cook before?
Never in my life.
Oh, I see.
Well, you don't have to worry.
I know this area.
Well, did they catch any yet this morning?
Yes, and never said a word about the grub.
Okay, then, let's have some of that oatmeal. Will you pass the cream and sugar, Mr. Robinson?
No, that's enough.
I mixed some sugar until I cooked it, so it ought to be fairly sweet.
Then you try some of the oatmeal, Jim. I'll set the coffee.
Okay. Well, what's the news this morning? And where do you think we are?
I haven't the slightest idea.
Well, I don't know either. One of the crew told me. We're in Delaware Bay. Delaware Bay. Well, what do you know about that?
I wonder where in the world Black Chief and the Captain are headed.
You suppose he's going up to Philadelphia?
I'm sure I haven't decided that yet.
Hey, that was a close call last night. You must have just got that Coast Guard boat in the time.
Yes, I just made it with a skin of my teeth. I was just about to put a small boat over when I got hold of the wireless operator. Even I was standing at the head of the companion and he heard everything.
There was a pretty lame change of front the Coast Guard officer made. I guess he got by.
He had got by, all right. Black Chief and the Captain were so relieved they didn't lose a thing. But you have much trouble getting to the wireless set. That Chief was just coming out of his cabin and he delayed me. And after that, everything was all right. Every soul was on deck wondering why the Coast Guard voted stop us.
So Black Chief and the Captain felt a little bit better when the Coast Guard came aboard, eh?
Yeah, I'd say they felt better. In fact, they felt so good that they went down to the Captain's cabin and started celebrating.
That was a swell break for us. As it is now, Black Chief and the Captain won't be so much worried about the law.
Yeah, you're right there. Now, there's another thing I want to talk to you boys about.
Okay, Mr. Butterfield, shoot.
I don't think it would be safe for you to stay here in the daytime.
I was just talking to Jim about that a little while ago. I don't think so either.
What do you suggest? Well, there's an entrance over here into the middle hatch. Since the ship is in ballast right now, there's no cargo in it. It won't be as comfortable as the supply room, but it's safer.
Oh, yeah. I was sort of feeling around last night when I found that door.
The wall here is a bulkhead. The door is kept locked and barred. After you're in there,
I think you'd better get in there right away.
You can take in a couple of pieces of canvas, can you? Sure you can. That'll make it a little bit more comfortable for you. But tonight, I'll let you back in here.
Well, I guess we better be getting in there pretty quick.
Okay, I'll wait. You hear that?
I don't hear anything.
Neither do I. Wait. Well, I do. Why, it's an airplane over here. He's better there.
Oh, I can hear it now. Why don't you run up on deck, Butterfield? See who it is. Then come right back and tell us.
I'll be right back.
I don't know, Tim, but I have a hunch
that it's someone we don't want it to be. Bigger dolphin, for example.
That's what I was thinking.
But how could you have gotten here to a place so quick?
Okay, after all. There's a lot of things about dolphin that I'd like to know, but I don't.
In fact, that's why Black Chief and Captain put in here.
To be dolphin, huh?
Sure. What else?
I don't know, dolphin. You know, it doesn't have any land.
Yeah, that motor is going finger. Sounds as though someone flew overhead and continued on his way.
Now, here comes Butterfield. You have to do it.
So, who do you think it is?
Not bigger dolphin.
No, it's the Coast Guard thing.
Coast Guard, huh?
Did you see the ticket in particular interest in this ship?
Not a bit.
It came from the south, passed straight overhead, and continued north.
Well, don't worry. You saw us all right. And believe me, boys, it's a small thing to know the vessel Sam had his eye on.
I'll say it is.
How long is it since you were able to send a message, Butterfield?
I saw one just before I started cooking the breakfast. Well, the Coast Guard knew pretty well where we were. Well, I'd better be ready to use that hatch. Listen, here comes that Coast Guard plane again.
Come on, you better put up in that hatch and then go up on deck. Get a chance to wait until you see
down the seat. Okay, here, Jim. Grab that piece of canvas.
Right.
I'll unbar this door.
Come on, Jim. Follow me, will you?
See you later.
Bring that plane down. Hey, that boy's a pilot, ain't he?
Is he coming aboard?
Sure, he's coming aboard. What do you suppose he's learning for?
Hey, I want some grub, won't he?
Sure, he'll want some grub. What do you think?
Hey, you, follow him.
Hey,
look up, some grub. We got a mister coming aboard.
Oh, my dear! I'm so glad to see you! Didn't I tell you, Skipper, that the digger would meet us there?
Well, he'd better have. I was getting ready to run out on you.
Run out on me, eh? Blast me, Topsail, will never do that to him. If you do, it'll be the last time.
Well, how are you, Pete? And you, Skipper?
Hey, digger. Come on. Let's step into the skipper's cabin. We've got a lot of things that we want to talk over.
Okay, let's go. Right in here. I'll close the door and we'll be alone.
Hey, Digger, where'd you get the new plane?
I'll tell you about that later.
Now, you listen, you two. I want to see the color of some money. If you think I'm going to sail all over the seven seas without it, you're crazy.
What's this half we're talking about, Pete?
Ah, he's worried about his dough.
Now, you listen to me, Klein. If you want to play ball with us, all right. If you don't, we'll get somebody else. Now, I've got some dough for you here now and plenty more to come.
I'll play ball if I get paid for it.
What about this?
Ah, a roll of greenbacks. Well, that's different. Where do we go from here?
I know where Whitcomb is, and we're gonna get him.
So Digger Dawson does know where Ezra Whitcomb is. Tense moments are ahead. Don't miss Jimmy Allen's next air adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.